This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The first 9 results of the by-elections held on Wednesday for 13 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states have been declared. In Punjab, the ruling Aam Aadmi Party has won the Jalandhar West Reserved Assembly seat. In Himachal Pradesh, ruling Congress won 2 seats while BJP bagged 1 seat. In West Bengal, ruling All India Trinamool Congress won Raiganj, Ranaghat Dakshin and Bagda seats. Counting for remaining 4 constituencies is underway. In the Badrinath Assembly seat of Uttarakhand, Congress candidate Lakhpat Singh Butola has won. In MP, BJP candidate Kamlesh Pratap Shah won the Amarwada seat. In the Rupali Assembly seat of Bihar, independent candidate Shankar Singh is leading by over 8,000 votes. In Tamil Nadu, DMK candidate Aniyur Siva is leading with a huge margin in the Vikravandi Assembly by poll. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mumbai, Maharashtra today. He will launch Dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to the road, railways and ports sector worth more than 29,400 crore rupees at NESCO Exhibition Centre, Goregaon. In the evening, Mr. Modi will visit the Indian News Service Secretariat to inaugurate the INS Towers. Our correspondent reports that the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for Thane Borivali Tunnel Project, which will create direct connection between Western Express Highway at Borivali side and Thane Ghorbandar Road at Thane side, saving about 1 hour of travel time. He will also lay the foundation stone for Kalyan Yard remodeling and Gati Shakti multimodal cargo terminal at Turbhe in Navi Mumbai, among other projects. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi today to review the implementation of the Vibrant Villages program. During the meeting, the Home Minister said the government is committed to all-round development of the border villages of the country. He stressed on the need to provide employment opportunities to local residents and increase connectivity to prevent migration from border villages. The minister said the residents of the nearby villages should get the benefit of healthcare facilities available for Army and CAPFS. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, Kerala and South Interior Karnataka during the next 5 days. It said heavy rainfall is also likely over Telangana, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh during the next 4 days. The weather office has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over coastal Andhra Pradesh and East Uttar Pradesh. In Indonesia, at least 6 people were killed and 14 others injured in a road accident in central Java early this morning. Local media reported the accident occurred when a minibus carrying 22 passengers travelling from Surabaya to Yogyakarta collided with a mini truck. The accident might have been caused by the bus driver being sleepy. And in Wimbledon tennis, 7-seeded Jasmine Paolini will take on 31st seed Barbora Krejcikova in the women's single final at 6:30 this evening. Krejcikova of Czech Republic entered her first Wimbledon final after securing a comeback win over Kazakhstan Elena Rybakina in the semi-final on Thursday. Paolini of Italy defeated Croatia's Donna Vekic in a fiercely fought semi-final. In men's singles, 7-time champion Novak Djokovic has set up summit clash with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz for tomorrow. India will host the first World Audio-Visual Entertainment Summit, WAVES, in Goa from 20th to 24th November this year. Addressing the curtain raiser event in Delhi today, Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant said, India is one of the largest film-producing countries in the world. He said, WAVES will be a key event to shape the future of India's media and entertainment industry. In Ladakh, in a grand prelude to the Silver Jubilee of Kargil Vijay Diwas, the Indian Army hosted a spectacular Know Your Army weapon and equipment display at the Kargil helipad. The event drew enthusiastic crowds, including children from various schools and colleges from Kargil and Zanskar and NCC cadets. The community was treated to an impressive showcase of the latest weaponry and equipment from the Indian Army and Indian Air Force. And that is the end of this news bulletin.